Hello and welcome to another episode of Wealth Whispers. I'm your host, Derek, and today we're diving into a topic that often makes or breaks the strongest of relationships, financial intelligence. Hey, say love conquers all. But when it comes to finances, even the most vital relationships can find themselves on shaky ground. In this episode, we're exploring how couples can navigate the often turbulent waters of financial management together. So whether you're just starting a relationship or have been together for decades, this episode is packed with insights and strategies. Let's start by defining what we mean by financial ability to understand and effectively manage personal finances. This is crucial for individuals, but in a relationship, it becomes a team effort. Jane Doe, a certified financial planner, puts it perfectly. Financial intelligence in a relationship isn't about how much money you have, but how well you manage it together. Next up is communication, the bedrock of financial intelligence in relationships. Open and honest discussions about money can be challenging but vital. John Smith, author of Only Matters in Love, reminds us that the most significant financial decision you make is who you choose to share your life with. I'll be sharing some tips on starting these conversations and maintaining a fruitful dialogue. You are moving on to setting financial goals together. This is about aligning your dreams and plans financially. As relationship counselor Sarah Johnson says, here financial goals are about agreeing on the path you walk together. Dive into how you can create and achieve these shared financial goals. Now, let's talk about the nitty-gritty of managing finances together. What's the best approach for joint accounts, separate accounts, or a mix? We explore the pros and cons and what to consider for your situation. A recent survey shows that couples who manage their finances together report higher levels of relationship satisfaction. Every couple faces financial challenges.
Now, how you deal with them can strengthen your relationship or create a divide. We'll discuss strategies for facing these challenges together.
Remember what Alex Green, a financial therapist, says: in relationships, as in finances, challenges are just opportunities in disguise. We also need to pay attention to the importance of regular financial meetings and the tools that can help facilitate these discussions. It is about being on. Investing together is more than just financial decisions. It's about building trust and planning for your future. We'll delve into different investment options and how to make these decisions jointly. Financial conflicts are inevitable, but they don't have to be deal breakers. We'll talk about common causes and how to resolve them, sometimes with professional help. And finally, the role of financial education in relationships. It is a continual learning and growth journey, and I'll share some great resources to help you on this path. As we wrap up, remember what relationship expert Emily White says: in finance, as in love, it is about finding the balance that works for both of you. This journey is about building trust, communication, and shared goals. Thank you for tuning in to Wealth Whispers. If you found this episode valuable, please subscribe for more exclusive content, share it with someone who could benefit, and remember to leave your thoughts in the comments. Until next time, keep whispering wealth into your relationships and your life.